Thank you for calling BizFi, your one-stop source for business financing. Please note, calls may be monitored for quality assurance. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now, or press 9 for our dial by name.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Good, you?
I'm good, thanks. So I just had a question about Bobcad. It makes sense with what you're saying to debit from two separate accounts. I was just wondering, like, how often do you guys do that? Where you ACH going out of different bank accounts?
I have like probably a dozen deals like that.
Okay,
It's really all. I actually have one I take from four accounts, which is actually a pain in the ass.
Oh my gosh.
That's what the merchant wanted. It generally happens on deals where they have like sweep money out. They tend to qualify for a lot more.
It's okay.
Their account that no single account can handle the daily. And you know, like a merchant can say I'll leave the money in that account.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that means they have to if this business has been around a decent time, if they're used to sweeping the money out and paying their bills majority from one account,
mm-hmm.
you know, and now there's, you know, $1,800 coming out from a single every day that they're not used to, that can put a cash flow strain on that account and something they may not be aware of.
Okay. That just is a little bit more effort on the merchant's part, because then they'll have to manually manage the money.
If he's used to transferring like $200,000, let's say, basically he's transferring the entire amount out and leaving just enough to pay the bills that are whatever's coming out of that account.
Okay.
Same with the promo account. That's all transfers in.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. I'd be happy to, like, when it comes down to it, if, like, it closes and everything, I'd be happy to, like, talk to them about it and whatnot. That usually something that they, like, when, you know, that merchants like to hear from an underwriter more than a salesperson.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll make a note then, just saying that ACH is going to have to be set up on those two accounts. There was also, in the stip list on the original approval, you were looking for...
Stiplip stays the same. I don't need those transfer accounts anymore, obviously.
Okay.
I provided them. I do need the voided check for all accounts.
Okay.
For all three of those accounts, just in order to set up the ACH.
Okay.
But yeah, the financials and everything, that all stays the same. We'll do a micro build on just the main account. Actually, we'll do a micro build on both, unless. Well, it depends. He has Bank of America, so microbill would be easier. So let's go with that.
Hey, how did you see that they have Bank of America? Because in the three accounts that
I'm... I remember. Oh, sorry, it's Regions. You're right. Yeah, my bad.
Oh, no, that's okay. So...
Regions should work. The microbill should be a quick thing for them.
Okay. So I think I provided you with accounts ending 7781, 7722, and then the last two accounts, which are 3638, 4918. Those are two accounts that I haven't seen up to this point.
The promo account?
The promo account is, I think, 7692.
I didn't even see that one in there, but all
right. Oh, that was...
maybe one of those may be a personal account. Just to ask the merchant. If it's nothing else, okay. Don't even worry about it.
All right. So would you like me just to request for those two accounts as well, just to make sure?
Just request the August.
Okay.
And if they're nothing substantial, it's not going to be a big deal.
Okay.
But as it is, like, I'm okay with the 300 the way we have it set up now. I mean, your rep will talk to the merchant, see what their actual need is, how comfortable they are for everything. If they need me to get on the phone with him and explain it, I'm more than happy to do that.
Okay.
Just let me know what you guys need.
All right, sounds good. I'll go ahead and just communicate this to the rep. Thanks for looking at the approval, or working on that approval.
No problem.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Jeff. Bye.